Jamaica has secured additional airline seats out of Europe that will see the start of flights from Ireland and Sweden within the coming months. We'll tell you more about this exciting arrangement on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we tell you the legend of the Martha Bray. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaica is to see an increase in the number of tourist arrivals from Sweden in the coming months.
Commencing in November the 19th of this year, Ving, which is Thomas Cook Nordic, will operate new service from Gothenburg, Sweden, via Oslo, Norway, to Montego Bay.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Another Swedish airline, TUI Sweden, will also begin weekly flights between Stockholm and Montego Bay, beginning in mid-December. Dr. McNeil says this schedule is an improvement over the fortnightly service the airline offered during the 2014-2015 winter season. It is expected to increase the number of visitors from that region from 2,604 to 3,783 this year. The service should also facilitate the arrival of an overall 8,671 visitors for the 2015-2016 winter season, incorporating travelers from Denmark and Finland. Dr. McNeil says these tourists are expected to visit for fortnightly stays, resulting in an extra 22,127 room nights.
I think that what is happening and our partnerships are really bearing fruit now, and we're in a good place.
The tourism minister had more good news of increased airlift out of Europe in the coming months.
TUI has indicated that they will be introducing a new direct flight from Ireland to Jamaica. This will be added for summer 2016. Falcon Holidays and Thompson Holidays will operate its new charter program from Dublin with a Thompson Airways Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which also includes Premium Club. It's a 291-seat plane.
The service to Montego Bay will begin on June 12 next year with 6 flights weekly.
All holiday packages will be for 2 weeks, amounting to 12,222 additional room nights for Jamaica.
Dr. McNeil points out that based on the results of this service, the agreement may be extended to the summer of 2017. And in our No Jamaica feature, we take a look at the legend of the Martha Bray. Legend tells of an old Taino witch who lived on the bank of the river Matiberion. Having heard tales of a chest of gold hidden along the river, Spanish treasure hunters captured the witch to lead them to the gold. Pretending to comply, she led them into a cave and then suddenly disappeared. Frightened, the Spaniards ran out of the cave, but the river engulfed them. The witch then changed the course of the river, making it impossible for anyone to find the gold. Let brotherhood unite us like the world. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jambro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.